Just over 5 years ago, I created a new habit. I decided and chose every week to write a series of insights, of which this is number 280. I didn't write them in bulk because I wanted them to be what I was inspired, what came into my spirit to write at the time. Habit is a curious thing. Once formed, they act as a control or even an operating system, managing what we do on a regular basis. You and I get into the habit of doing certain things, thinking certain things in a certain way at a certain interval. And we like habits precisely because they give us this certainty. Habits are what you and I do, regardless of others' judgment of them being good or bad. And of course, sometimes we perceive our own habits in this way. You and I have our own good and bad habits, even though we often deny those we or others perceive to be bad. They are like rules, rules we've made for ourselves. We are creatures of habit, and we follow those rules, come what may. They govern a large proportion of what we do, when we go to bed, when we get up, when we have meals and what we eat, which direction we choose when we park our car, which shops we frequent, and so on and on. Until we suddenly realize, for one reason or another, our habits are restricting our freedom. Have you noticed when you go on holiday, your daily routine changes? Our freedom paradigms change when on holiday, and often they change at weekends. We have different sets of rules, different habits we have created for ourselves to suit different occasions. But we still have different behavior patterns for home, work, weekends, holidays, and whatever else we do. What would it be like if we dropped all those habits? Would we then get into the habit of making sure every day we did something different from yesterday? You and I don't consciously create habits to restrict our personal freedom, but it is what we do. Or is it? Perhaps freedom and habit are two sides of the same coin. You and I are free to create whatever habits we like. We are free to create our own rules. But we mustn't forget, we're also free to break our own rules and change our habits whenever we see fit. Most people don't get this. Most people don't get freedom. They don't understand what it is. They think they know, but really they don't. What's your perception of freedom? And do please reply to this. I'm changing a habit right now, this habit. My mission is to help as many people as I can, one by one, fully understand freedom and how they, personally, can find it in reality. I'm creating the Freedom Academy. I don't know all the answers. I'm not the authority on freedom. But over the past few years, I've come to understand it much better than I have in the past. I need your help. This is the last Wednesday insight as such. Now I'll be writing monthly the Freedom Letter, which will be more detailed and cover specific aspects of freedom. Meanwhile, I'll be asking some short, simple questions to discover your take on freedom, what it means to you, and how free you feel. Join me in the Freedom Academy. Together we can, as they say, make a difference and help others find their personal freedom identity. Meanwhile, thank you for listening over the past 5 years.